Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to a brand new episode of Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All. In this week's episode, I get the honor of sitting down with mom, wife, a professional photographer, and serial pivoter, plus a fellow podcaster, Yvonne Marchese. Welcome to Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All. I'm so glad you came on, and I know it's been a long time coming, but I am glad because I love your message. And will you please intro yourself?
Well, sure. Thank you for that intro. That was very nice. And I'm very excited to be here. It's great to see you. Yes. I'm just like, wow, Clubhouse is just like this amazing thing where you meet people and get to know them. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, with a bobblehead. It's kind of like a bobblehead audio social media. Like all you see is someone's face like, hi.
I love
read
it.
Read my bio.
I want to put everybody's head on a stick now with like a little spring, right?
Pocket friends.
That would be fun. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
So the podcast is called Late Bloomer Living, and it's all about midlife reinvention. And you know, I'm learning since I started the podcast, reinvention, as I'm coming to understand it now, a year and a half later, is really kind of an uncovering of what's already in there. It's like getting out of your own way to let out the stuff that you to get to that thing inside you that's like dying to get out. For years and years, you've been stuffing down because of whatever reasons you made decisions when you were a kid about who you were based on your experiences then and, you know, your limited understanding of them as a kid, and you've made decisions and maybe you took one path for your career and started down that path and it's been great. And then you realize, I feel trapped. I don't want to be here. Or any number of other things that could happen to you in midlife. You know, they call it a midlife crisis, but I don't think it's a crisis. I think it's a natural evolution of a human to kind of hit a spot where you've got a little more time to really get to know yourself and go, oh, I don't have to do things the way I've always done them. I talk to people who have been through some sort of pivot in their life, in midlife, where they were feeling stuck, they came up against it, and they figured out a way around that thing that was stopping them. And I love to talk to people about how they did that and what that change was, and you know, get some takeaways for the listeners to walk away from it and hopefully be inspired and empowered to do something for themselves as well.
Yes, and that is honestly why I also wanted to have you on, because I think it's important to share tips, kind of the stepping stones, which is why I love having guests on, because it's just different experiences. And then you just never know who's actually listening. And I know both of us are probably people who were always putting podcasts in, listening when we needed.
Total podcast junkie. In fact, you know, it was part of my journey is that, you know, when I was about 48, I realized that I needed to change some things. I was hitting the snooze button every morning. My kids were, they were, you know, early teenage. Younger, I feel like. And I would just get up in the mornings and be behind the eight ball, and they'd be moving slow and I'd be angry, and that the whole day would start off with this kind of flurry of madness, you know. And I was feeling stuck, and I was feeling like I couldn't concentrate, I couldn't focus, and maybe a little depressed, and I felt a little lonely too at that point. I realized I needed some work, so I started digging in, and a lot of it was podcasts, a lot of it was self-help books and stuff like that, and I just developed this morning routine based on Mel Robbins' book, The 5 Second Rule. That was my first like
love
big
her.
Aha. Oh my gosh. Her book was like, it was my mornings, what she was talking about. I was like, oh. So I started getting up an hour before my kids. And that hour I was meditating and exercising. I just committed to 30 days of saying, okay, let's see what this does. And I was not a morning person, I will tell you. I was staying up late to edit photos every night. You know, it would be 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. My husband would be like, you suck at going to bed early. I'd be like, I know. And it would just set the whole domino thing going down the line of, okay, well, you go to bed late, it's harder to get up early, right?
Yes.
Anyway, doing this after a few weeks, I just started feeling so much better, even though it was really hard to get up. I started to see the needle move. I started to feel really good. And then I started to realize that I was feeling more energy than I had in like a decade.
Wow.
All through my 40s. Like 40s were a tough decade for me physically. And I was like, wow, if I can keep feeling good and I'm almost 50, if I've got 20 or 30 years of being healthy ahead of me, mm-hmm. what might be possible? I don't know. What am I going to do with that time? And then I started to get curious. And all this time I'd been listening to podcasts. And then I got the idea to do a podcast. I was like, oh, what if other people are feeling like I am? And then I waited 2 years to do it. Because
it's okay.
Right? I was like, I'm busy. I don't have the money to do it. I don't know how to do it. Blah, 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 blah. And really all it was me in my own way, afraid. And, you know, that was it. And so, you know, about almost, I don't know, going on a year and a half now, finally just decided to do it, you know. And actually, it was December of 2019 when I drew the line in the sand and posted on Facebook, I'm doing this thing, you know.
And you had no idea what was heading your way.
No idea. I didn't know how I was going to make it happen because I am busy. But yeah, the COVID shut down my photography business for 3 months. Couldn't do a thing. So I dug in and figured out how to do things for podcasting. And it was like kind of, I hate to say it, but it was a weird blessing for me, you know?
Yes. And that's what I think, like the podcast too, even for me, just was a way to use our voice. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you didn't use your voice for you in your 40s or even
not.
Sooner than that?
My whole life. I started off, you talked about me being a serial pivoter. The reason I say that is I moved to New York when I was in my 20s, but it had been a lifelong dream for me. I had married too young, divorced. I'd been living in Denver and doing theater there. And finally, after the divorce, I was like, it's now or never. So I sold everything I owned. I worked for a year, earned a lot of overtime, made my move to New York and pursued a theater career for close to 10 years.
Wow.
And yeah, and loved it. I would walk around New York and be like, oh my God, I live here, you know? And it was amazing. But I started in my mid-30s, I started to realize that it wasn't doing it for me anymore. And that's when we got married and I had kids late. And then I started to go back to auditioning after my first one was born. And that is when I realized when he was two, I was like, no, I'm done. I'm just done. I don't have the energy to give that. And I want to give my energy to this other place, to here. So then I was lost for like 5 years. I'm telling you, Crystal, I was lost. I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do. I'd had a whole life of this dream, this passion, mm-hmm. you know, and was like, who am I?
What am I going to do?
Yeah. So I thought about landscape architecture. I thought about going back and becoming a physical therapist. I thought about going to get an ultrasound, you know, tech degree. When I was 40, I finally went back to work full time, got laid off with the 2008 recession. After about 4 months, I got promoted, laid off. And that's when I was like really low. I came home from that one thinking, And I told my husband, what am I going to be when I grow up? I feel like such a failure. And he was like, you're okay, you know, sleep on it. You're going to be fine. And I woke up in the morning and I turned to him and I said, photography. It was like an overnight, I want to be a photographer. Out of nowhere. And bless him, he said, okay. And spent some credit card money and bought up my first real camera. Started taking online courses to learn how to do it. Found a regular job. Did that. Did photography on the side for many years. And photography saved me. Because I finally had a new passion. And it was also something I could do anytime I wanted to, whether or not anybody was paying me for it. Mm-hmm. And it was a lifesaver.
And it's creative. You get to like use your hands, you're learning. And I just want to go back because I think a lot of women will put our identity to our career, to the mom, to the wife that we have to be. That's where I feel like we get lost. We get lost because we put our identity outside of ourselves. And it doesn't come to the point where either life is super overwhelming, a huge change happens, or it completely slows down. Because that's what happened to me when it completely slowed down and I had shifted out of fashion retail, which is on the go. I remember Marcus literally counting 21 calls within 1 hour. Like he would just hold up his finger because, you know, he would never really see me during this time. But I had so much energy in everything. And I always say I was running on a different engine. I was running off of that like trauma survival mode, always worried. And I wanted to move up. And I was willing to do anything. And I didn't realize that the cost was actually me. That's what I was like losing. So when I lost that identity, it was so hard. And what you describe as being alone, like you can be surrounded by people and be alone because you don't have the identity until you find something. Now, I love that you got curious because I think curiosity is so crucial. When you start asking yourself questions, you get to start answering those questions.
I just got shivers up my spine because it is exactly it. That is what this little journey that I've been on, I'm starting to realize that really is just about staying curious about yourself and where you're headed and not being tied so strongly to what you decided on yesterday, to goals you set yesterday, because they may not fit in a year or 5 years or next month. It might change. And to give yourself the latitude to change direction. And then really go down that path, though. You know, I mean, it's like this fine line of like, you don't want to just go, woo, I don't know where I'm going, you know, but in a way, yeah, you do want to give yourself that permission to just have let your instincts kind of lead you.
And be open-minded. Think about how many different things you were looking at, so many different fields, but because you allowed yourself to start looking into the, you know, different things. Do I like this? Do I not like it?
Yeah.
You know, what do I want to do?
One of the things that I thought about doing, and I actually started to do it, was radio production, because the podcast, well, now it's a podcast, This American Life, used to be a radio show on WNYC. And I don't know if you know it. It just is great. It was an hour-long show. They would have a theme for the show, and they would do it in four acts. And so they would have essays, they would have interviews, they would have just a variety of things all around a theme. And it was just like people's stories, regular people's stories. And I wanted to produce stories like that. And I lost that thread. When we got, like, I bought myself a mic, I bought a little mini disc recorder, I interviewed somebody who I thought had a fascinating story, but I didn't know what to do with it. The podcast didn't exist back then. And, you know, when I started doing the podcast and I started thinking, okay, so trying to go back and think of my origin story for my first podcast, what am I going to tell people? Why am I doing this? What's the point of this podcast? And I realized that 18 years before, Yeah, 18 years before, I had wanted to go, and I thought, no, I need to go back to school, and I'm too old to go back to school, is what I was telling myself. I have to go back to school for radio broadcasting, and I can't do that now. I'm too old. And I dreaded aging all through my youth, all through my 40s. I dreaded aging. I started to see myself changing in the mirror and didn't like what I was seeing and was like, oh, is that me? Who's that? That's not what I feel like. Who's that person? And I was so dreading aging. And I'm realizing now that you don't have to dread aging. That's just a story that we've been told about what it is to age, that you're going to have a slowdown of your mind, that your body's going to break down, that all this stuff. But we have a chance to affect that in the choices that we make every day.
And especially with the people around us too, because I know fear of aging, I had this like, it didn't really start hitting me, I feel like, until 30. Cause I was like, oh, you know, I was always into destination thinking, like, once I'm skinny, could you imagine how my skin's going to glow, as if I'm not going to have extra skin or anything? Like, those things never came to my mind. Mm-hmm. But I started to notice, like, around like my face, you know, I was starting to get little wrinkles and I was changing. I was like, what is going on? And believe it or not, you sit here and you see this blonde hair, but I am actually very silver. I'm very white. Like, I couldn't even count. Okay. My hairstylist was like, I'm not even going to tell you. And I was like, no, you can tell me. I was like, I'm going to be like the most blonde bombshell ever. Like, I'm going to get the hair that I actually wanted. That's how I've turned it. But I was so afraid of like, what are people going to say, or how, you know, I don't want to use all of these like injections and different things to distort. And I truly love, my favorite thing about a human is their smile lines. Like, I love that so, so much. It just, you know, it means that person was humorous and just laughed and just had, to me, in my head, always had like a good life, because I'm a laugher and I know I'm going to have it. Yeah. But this is really the topic too, is I think that we sit there and we fear these things, but there's so much time wasted that we could actually embrace them. I think a lot of things have to do with society. And that's why I was sitting there laughing at a reel that you did about the filter, and you had like these big lips.
Gosh, that filter was a nightmare, wasn't it?
I was seriously, everyone go to her page and see it, because I was laughing so hard. And to be honest, it was that filter that made me see that I don't just want to always show up in a filter. So I did do a reel where it's just me. I literally have like lotion on my face and I'm putting up my hair, and you can see every root possible. You can see my face. It is not contoured whatsoever. And I was like, I'm doing this. I'm showing the world what I actually look like with nothing on. And it's
I have such good news for you, Crystal. There is liberation that comes with getting older. It's coming to me now. Like, I did not like the changes I was seeing at first, and I was telling myself terrible things like, oh, the old gray mare ain't what she used to be, and like, you know, just I was calling my stomach the pooch, you know, and just like all kinds of just really nasty self-talk, you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, check it out. I'm going gray. I'm purposely going gray now. I reserve the right to change my mind. I don't think anybody should, you know, I think if you want to color, cool. If you want to go gray, cool. But I'm like, I got curious. I'm like, I'm doing this whole sneaky thing where I'm hiding it. But anyway, I'm having
like,
fun.
Barely see it.
You can barely see it, but there's a lot of gray in there, girl. And it's kind of fun. I'm like, you know what? I just want to freaking have fun as I get older, and I don't want to act my age, and I don't care if what I'm wearing is age appropriate, and that is it. I am done with all the rules that I was putting on myself.
That's what it is. It's all the rules, the expectations, the perfectionism that we have to live up to something, when instead we needed to be discovering ourselves in so many different ways. I like that you're embracing that. And I do want to touch on the fact that you said, I can change my mind. That's what people don't realize, is that I sit there and show up in makeup. And I have 2 days. I have a hero day where I wear no makeup. And that's when it's like sweatpants, hair up, and I'm getting stuff done. I'm editing the podcast maybe, or, you know, doing, you know, cleaning around the house or something. And then I have my Shiro days where I dress up and I, you know, go live on camera. And I like both. I don't like one more over the other. Yep. Because I do,
I'm
like
you, because I like to bring it.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't want to lose that just because someone's like, oh, you know, makeup. No. No, first of all, I'm doing it for me. That's the difference. In my 20s, I was doing it for everyone else. In my 30s, I'm doing it for me. And that has been the big eye opener, is like how much we can actually embrace the changes that we have. But it's almost like we don't want to see it. Like we don't want to see age or, you know, anything like that until it happens. And I'm like, no, like start embracing, and how we start to change our verbiage around it, how we start having different conversations around it is important. And to me, it's like, why do we have to start so later in life waking up? I really want people to start waking up sooner and realizing putting yourself first and putting your identity out into everything else leads you to missing a huge chunk of really getting to know you in different phases of your life, especially as women. So what are a few tips outside of the appearance that have helped you, or even the people that you have interviewed? What are some tips that you can give to people to really just embrace themselves where they are right now, and to be able to pivot, that you are not too old. You're never too old to do anything at all.
So I have a freebie. It's a guide that I have called 5 Steps to Your Midlife Reboot. And so really the first thing, when I think about tips, the first tip that I have is start to pay attention. It's awareness. And that can come, you can do that through a number of ways. Like for me, meditation I dabbled in it for a long time. And part of this transformation for me was saying, no, I'm going to try it for 30 days and see what happens. And it's a game changer. I'll just tell you right now. Some people don't want to sit. I get that. You know, you can ease in. Some people think, oh, you're supposed to stop thinking. No, you're just supposed to observe. Like, it's just becoming aware and starting to hear yourself. Mm-hmm. And notice if you're telling yourself things that aren't serving you. So awareness is the first thing. The second thing, I like to call it daydreaming. If you can give yourself, you know, when you were a kid, I used to lie on my back and look up at the clouds. I was a big sky watcher, gazer. We had, I grew up in El Paso, Texas, and we had big sky, yes. You know, beautiful sunsets. And I used to daydream about what my life was going to look like. And I pictured myself in New York City doing the acting career. I could see it. I could see myself walking around in the rain at night and the details of it, right? Mm-hmm. And it was daydreaming, but it was, I feel like when you can start to picture things, your brain doesn't know the difference. When you see yourself doing something, they've done studies about this. Joe Dispenza is great about this stuff, if anybody wants to look him up. So awareness and visualization and daydreaming, they're kind of tight. They're closely knit. I like to say daydreaming is kind of like just letting your mind go. And visualization is more really focusing in on something, putting yourself in the particular place, getting all the feels, all the energy, and all the good things that you want out of what that could be like. Like if you see yourself in a new car, see yourself behind the steering wheel with your hands in front of you, you know, picture it. 5 minutes a day, you know? And reframing the thoughts. So when you do the visualization and the daydreaming, sometimes you're going to notice, if you're paying attention, if you got the awareness going again, you're going to notice yourself discounting it, coming up with all the reasons why, putting on the brakes. Mm-hmm. And if you can take those those limiting thoughts and reframe them. And that's, I've got exercises for how to reframe thoughts and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, you do that and then it's just action. It's like taking the baby step. If you, mm-hmm. if you get a little bit of a revelation or a little bit of an inspiration or a little bit of a, that could be interesting. What, wouldn't it be great if, and then fill in the blanks. And then I wonder what it would take to do that. Stay curious. Well, you could tell yourself, I don't know how to do this. Oh, I don't know how to do that. And you could shut it down right away. Or mm-hmm. you could say, I wonder if I could learn more about that and get curious. Again, there's that curiosity, right? And then just go, okay, well, the action step for that could be, well, I wonder if there's a class or I wonder if there's something on Google. You gotta love the Google. You know,
it's too easy now.
Too easy. It's wonderfully easy. I love it. And and then like find a YouTube tutorial for what you want to learn how to do. They're out mm-hmm. there for everything. It's amazing. And they and then just give yourself like a little baby step every day towards what that thing is that you think you're interested in. Those are my tips. That was a lot of tips.
I like a lot of tips because sometimes, you know, someone's like, oh, I've already tried these three or I've already tried this and it's just not going to work for me. I love the self-awareness. And that's the one that I really want to touch on is because, again, being able to see negative Nancy show up in your head, because I was always in my head ready to beat someone to the punchline about my appearance. So, you know, whether it's like, oh, you know, this tire, you know, junk in the trunk and under the hood is what I used to say. But I realized that there's so much power in what we're saying to ourselves, even as we put it out mm-hmm. there. So, you know, if you're like, oh, I'm old and I don't feel like this, or I'm fat and I just want to sit on the couch, like you're going to just keep telling yourself those things instead of all the things that you can tell yourself. Like you can go and do all of this, but you're just constantly in the cycle of this negative Nancy. And she loves to show up. I swear she tries to put on her best outfit and tries to just win me over every time to go back into her wheelhouse. But I think having these tips is crucial in awareness too, especially no matter what age you're listening to this right now, you have time, opportunity to pivot and to do something for you, whether it's learning something or changing something as small as a habit. It is crucial that you know, I mean, look at us here talking. We've taught ourselves how to podcast, photography. I'm currently taking a Harvard class for computer science. Like,
that's awesome.
Who am I? And I worried about me learning this stuff. But I was like, I want to learn it now. And I'm done with excuses. So
that's fantastic. I'm so happy for you.
Yes. It's definitely an eye opener, but I love it. And I love the challenge that it gives me in my head. So again, stay curious. And I love all those tips. With that being said, what is next for you, Yvonne? I know you have a busy year ahead. So will you share with us what you have going on?
I do. I'm very excited. I'm going to be producing an online event or summit in May that is going to be about midlife reinvention. And my whole hope is to bring together speakers to really give the people who are going to attend something that they can take and put to use so that if there's a place where they're stuck in their life, they can have something that they can come out of this summit with and go, okay, I really liked what so-and-so said, had to say. I'm going to try that out. I'm going to go for that and see if I can get people unstuck. That's my whole, I'm very excited about it. So that's going to be in May.
Do we have a name yet?
We have a name.
We do. It's have been a name. Decided. Okay.
It's been decided. Yes.
I'm ready. What is the
Midlife
name?
Midlife Uprising.
That's the one I wanted. That's Yay. The one I wanted. Okay. Yes.
Cool. It was actually kind of my hidden favorite, but then it like, you know, I put out some polls with people and I got the feedback and it was like neck and neck. And then after a bit, I was like, yeah, Midlife Uprising seems to be like edging the other ones out. So I'm going for it because it's the one I like too. So. There you go.
Yes, because it's tells your message. Like, it truly does. And I am so excited. Is this your first summit that you're putting together as well?
It is. This is huge.
Like, look at, you're talking about serial pivoter. Like, there's so many things that there's nothing that can stand in our way. Okay. And the last thing
we live in an amazing time right now. There, you know, when I was growing up, the Google didn't exist. There's no gatekeepers. There's nobody to keep you from starting a podcast.
No,
there's nobody to keep you from doing like so many things. All you need to do is decide that you want to do something and take the baby steps towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And boom. Because why not? I worked for a guy, one of my last real jobs where I was an employee before I went full time with photography. And one of his sayings was, why not? And I was like, you know, I'm adopting that. I'm totally going to take that and make that part of my worldview is why not?
See, I had a teacher and he would always say, because he would ask, well, when is your homework going to be turned in? And they're like, oh, well, you know, excuses. And he goes, if not now, when? And that was his, every single time he would like talk, it was, if not now, when? Because it forces you to put a time. So maybe I don't have enough time right this second, but this weekend I can put it on my calendar and start learning, you know, how to use a mic, how to even hook up a mic. So start baby steps. And I love that people don't gatekeep, because it's honestly just a whole bunch of information given to one another. And podcasting, so many people have come to me for podcasting. I'm like, here's everything that I know, but you could find other stuff on Google. So that's what I love. So if not now, when? With that being said, where can everyone go follow you and sign up for the summit?
So I don't have the sign up for the summit yet, because that's going to be in May. So we're still really early in the planning stage. But you can find me on Instagram. I'm there a lot doing the crazy reels. That's at Late Bloomer Living. And my website is latebloomerliving.com.
Perfect. And I'll put everything in the show notes as well down below for you listening. And then please go over to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. I'm doing reels. Who am I? Go like, subscribe, push the buttons and do the things. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode. Goodbye.